Hi, this is Victoria Worsley, and this is another in my series of little lessons for actors drawn from the Feldenkrais method. So this is an unusual lesson that is usually used to enable breath and to support the voice, and we will see how it does that for sure. But I also use it as a way to enable actors to have a different experience of themselves that they can then play with and maybe relate to different characters at different moments or to use where it's helpful. So we'll look at both those kind of things. Come and stand at one end of your space or room looking down at the other end. I'm going to give you a little time to try out your voice. So I'm going to go quiet for a moment. If it's not enough time, just switch me off and have as long a play as you like. But it's really just to get a sense of the quality of your voice today, the ease of it, how loud you can be before you start pushing, the pitch of it just at its natural speaking level. You can sing, of course, if you like. You can make an ah sound if you want on any note. You could also just talk, tell the other end of the room what you have for breakfast or what you plan to do. So I'll give you a little minute to do that, okay? Enough time? Okay, if not, just switch me off and switch me back on again. So the other thing that I'd like to ask you to do is a little bit more strange. Could you have a sense of how big you are? How much space do you take up? So how could we notice that? If you listen into yourself for a minute and feel the space that's inside your chest, how big is it? And if you feel the space inside your abdomen, how big does that feel? These questions may not make any sense to you right now, but they may do at the end, see? Another maybe more tangible way, an easier thing to notice would be, do you feel bigger across your back than you do across your front? So across the back of your chest or the front of your chest, which one feels kind of wider and more open? And the same in your waist or your abdomen. Do you feel kind of bigger in the back of your waist or in the front? Do you feel longer through your front or longer through your back? I told you they're funny questions. Don't worry if you don't have an answer. Just getting to begin to pay attention to these kind of things is my cunning plan. And then if you pay attention to yourself in the room, how big does the room feel? Again, really weird question, but at the end, it might feel like it's a slightly different size. Who knows? Do you feel quite small in this room, or do you feel like you take up a lot of space? Okay, we'll come back to that at the end. So now come and lie down on the floor. I'm hoping that you've got something comfortable to lie on, but that's not too squidgy. So preferably not a mattress, maybe something a bit firmer, a carpet or the floor with a mat on it, something like that. And if you feel when you lie down that your chin is very far away from your chest and your head is very tipped back, then please find something to put under your head. Preferably not anything too squidgy that makes a nest. Maybe something like a folded up towel. Once you've settled yourself, bend your knees and stand your feet so more of your back is in contact with the ground. And listen to your breath, the rhythm of it as it comes in, as it goes out. Maybe there's even a little pause somewhere. Don't do anything special with it, just let it be what it is, let it settle. And begin to notice what places move as you breathe. So there are some places that probably open up, get bigger as you breathe in, and some places that sink a little as you breathe out. Which places open up most? Is it in your belly, your abdomen, that you can feel rising and falling? Maybe your chest feels like it's lifting and opening and sinking and falling. How high do you feel it? Do you feel it all the way up to the collarbones? You know you have lungs up that far. Do you feel it all the way down to the pelvic floor? You don't have lungs that far, but the action of the diaphragm makes it feel like you do. We won't go into that here. Do you only feel movement at the front? What about in the sides of your waist, the sides of the rib cage, under the armpits? What about in your back? Is there any change in contact with the ground or any movement that you feel in the lower back or the rib cage, the back of your chest there? You don't have to drag in big breaths, just what's easy. We're going to start to direct the breath into particular places, but please note this is not because this is a correct way to breathe. This is just like a game to open up some new places and new possibilities. So begin to direct your breath more into the abdomen, which is those places below the rib cage. And you can feel that sense of expansion on the in-breath and the sinking on the out-breath. Does that expansion happen mostly in your belly at the front? What happens in the back of your waist? Does that travel away from the floor or towards the floor on the in-breath? How low down do you feel it towards the pelvic floor? Imagine for a moment that you had a balloon in your abdomen. If you were blowing up a balloon when you breathed in, then the pressure would be equal all the way around. So as you breathe in, imagine that you are breathing into a balloon and expanding it forwards so that the belly rounds, but also backwards so that your lower back could expand towards the floor. It's as if the middle of you is getting bigger. So the front and back of you is moving apart. And also a little downwards towards the pelvic floor. Once again, I remind you, you don't have to take the biggest breath and push, just gently where you can go easily. And then let the balloon collapse on the out breath, all the way, all the way, all the way. Maybe there's even a pause at the end before the next breath comes in. If you put your hands on your hip bones at the sides there, so if you were standing up, you know, you'd be standing with your hands on your hips and breathe in, you might be able to feel how when you blow up the balloon in your abdomen, you feel pressure pushing your hands outwards a little bit here. And that might also make it a little easier to feel your back expanding down towards the floor. And also, of course, the opposite. Breathing out and feeling the waist underneath your hands there, sinking, shrinking inwards again. Then come back to that notion of breathing into the balloon, expanding it all the way round and see if it's a little bit clearer. Take a rest from all of this for a moment. You can bring your legs down or keep them standing. Just breathe easily for a moment without paying too much attention. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Come back to breathing into the abdomen as if you were blowing up a balloon in all directions and letting yourself breathe out and for the balloon to deflate and to sink down towards the ground. Once you've got a really good feel for this, see if you can find how you might be able to create that expansion in the abdomen without the breath. So you could hold your breath, you could just breathe easily, but see if you can find the muscles that bring the middle of you apart like that and then allow it to sink again. Without pushing or forcing, feel how big you can make yourself inside. What does it feel like to be big in your abdomen like this? And then to shrink it, to let it become small again. And then let that go. Have a pause. Stand your feet again. And begin to direct your breath into the chest now instead, the rib cage. As you let your chest expand, you may feel that your waist gets drawn in and becomes smaller, as if you were Superman. You know those, what is it? What's that cartoon? Mr. Incredible. You know, he's got tiny, tiny little waist and a huge, big chest. So imagine that you could do that, but don't push it, don't force it, just where it goes easily. So you feel how the ribs lift and open. If you think of the balloon image again, then you can allow those ribs to lift and open all round your chest, the sides, the back, as well as the front. Just where you can go easily, and each time breathing out, all the way letting that balloon sink, and then breathing in again. How high do you find space inside you? Maybe right up to the collarbones? We said that there were lungs that travel that far. What about under the armpits, these funny little corners? And breathing all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Letting the chest sink. Very important to breathe out or you're going to get really dizzy. There may even be a pause before the next breath. Once you've got the hang of this version, could you see if you could, instead of using the breath, could you find the muscles that pull the chest open like this? So see if you can find that expansion. You could hold your breath or just breathe and not in relation to opening your chest. And see if you can find how you could make yourself a big chest. And then let it shrink. Notice if you find this easier to make it big at the front or big at the back between the shoulder blades. Where can you find the space to make it big? And then let that go, have a rest. Breathe into your chest once again, like a balloon, and now hold the breath and see if you could push that balloon down into your abdomen and then bring it back up into the chest. So as the chest sinks, the abdomen expands all the way round. And then as the abdomen shrinks again, the chest opens up. It's like a kind of seesaw movement that starts to happen between the belly and the chest. It's a bit like if you were holding a hot water bottle that was full and you squeeze the top and push all the water down into the bottom. And then you squeeze the bottom and you push the water up into the top. But softly, easily. Whenever you need to, of course, you let go the breath and then start again. See if you can find a very smooth, slow transition. You don't have to push into the edges of the movement, just where you can go easily. Have a little pause. Notice how your breathing is now and the sense of space you have inside you. Stand your feet again, and one more time come back to this seesaw movement between the belly and the chest. Once you've found it, you can also play with the size and the speed of the movement. You could make it very small and light and quick, flipping between your belly and your chest. You could make it slow and big and fluid. You could pause somewhere with the belly expanded and feel, what's this feel like to have such a big interior? You could pause with the chest expanded and feel, what does that feel like? Have a rest. Come and lie on your front now, with your head somehow in the middle, so you could rest it on your arms if you like, or you could put that folded up towel under your forehead so your nose isn't being squashed. Bring your arms wherever they're comfortable near your head maybe. And now listen to where your front is pressing on the floor. There may be some places that are not in contact with the ground. Just listen to your normal breath for a moment and you'll notice that now your back is really free to expand with the breath and to sink with the breath because it's not pressed on the floor. But you'll also be able to feel your front as it expands and presses into the ground. And then that sinking into the ground on the out-breath. Stay there on your front and now begin to direct your breath into the abdomen again. As you blow up that balloon in the abdomen, you'll feel your belly pressing into the floor, but you might be able to really feel where your lower back can expand, which is often the tricky bit. Now that it's free from the floor and in a different relationship to gravity, you may feel where the size of the waist and the back of the waist can expand with the breath, and then where they sink and fall on the out-breath, all the way, all the way. Leave it for a moment, have a rest. If you're not comfortable on your front, anytime you can just lie on your side to take a bit of a break from being here. Come back onto your front with your head more or less in the middle, and this time see if you can direct your breath into the chest again, the rib cage. Feel where you can find to expand the rib cage. Now that you're on your front, you may really be able to feel how the back of the rib cage can expand and open up as you breathe in and then sink again as you breathe out. And all the time breathing out again and feeling the places that shrink. Have a little pause. Maybe you'd like to have a try at the seesaw here so that you take a breath either into the chest or into the abdomen, hold the breath, and then see if you can push that balloon of air, obviously it's not really what's happening, but this is just an image, up into the chest and down into the abdomen and up into the chest, like water flowing from one cavity to the other. Again, you can make it slow and smooth and easy. Once you've got it, you might like to go very light and quick between the two. You might like to pause somewhere and notice what it feels like for the interior of the chest to be expanded and the abdomen small, or the interior of your abdomen spacious and the chest sunk. And it might be a different experience while you're lying on your front because of the availability of the back to open up. And then come and have a rest on your back and feel how it is just lying on your back now. Maybe that has a different relationship to the ground, a different contact with the floor. Notice how your breath feels now, what kind of space you have inside you when you breathe, the places that move as you breathe. Come back up to standing. Notice how you feel when you stand. Do you feel taller or shorter or wider or narrower, lighter or heavier? How big do you feel now? Is that a question that makes more sense now at the end of the lesson? How big do you feel inside you, inside the chest or inside the abdomen? What if you make your chest feel bigger? You could just imagine it and maybe that will make a difference. Who is this who has a big interior to their chest? You could imagine the front of your chest being bigger or the back of your chest opening up. And that might be very different, two very different people. What if you imagine your waist being drawn in or your chest sunken and smaller or your abdomen being bigger? So many ways you can play with this. And of course, you can deliberately, physically open up the chest and open up the abdomen like we did with the musculature or even with the breath. But you could also just imagine it. Do very little and see what that gives you. How big does the room feel, by the way? If you've imagined the interior of you being bigger, those spaces inside you expanding, how does the room feel? Does it feel smaller, bigger, different? And if you shrink the insides of you, how does the room feel? Or anybody who you might imagine being in it? And then pause for a minute and just try out your voice, because you may find the resonance, the depth, the ease of it may have changed considerably. Of course, you can have a play afterwards, turn off the tape. But just to say, if you found that lesson tricky, come back to it. It's a really great tool to play with and to get fluency with. So, yeah, play with it.